And most of all, we thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yes, so let's pray. Holy Spirit, help us tonight. Illuminate our hearts, minds, our understandings, that we may receive with meekness tonight the engrafted word, which is. Praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter number 9 and 10 tonight. I mentioned to you on last week that because of time constraints, we want to make sure that we cover as much as this book as we can. Okay, so chapter number 9 has to do with, now this class is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, right? So we're going to talk about the gift of the word of knowledge tonight, as well as moving in the gift of the word of knowledge. Okay, that's chapters 9 and 10 in your books. All right, yes, let's begin.
Partial knowledge.
Partial knowledge.
Or revelation knowledge.
Or revelation knowledge.
Is continual in this age.
Is
continual.
Okay, age. Thank you. I didn't hear the word. Is continual in this age.
Until the perfect comes.
Until the perfect comes.
The perfect is not the canon of Scripture.
Now, this statement may shock you a little bit, but the perfect is not the canon of Scripture.
But Jesus, who is coming again in person.
But Jesus, who's coming again in person. Now, let me say this real quick, because I know we have to move. But when we say that the perfect is not the canon of Scriptures, that could throw you. Because we teach that the Word of God is the God-inspired, God-breathed, only infallible Word of God. But what we must understand is we don't have the omniscient God in 66 books. We don't know everything God knows. Are you listening? So that, do you understand that? So what am I saying? The canon of Scripture does not contain the entire, you understand? Depth, length, height, and width of God's knowledge. It's only what He's revealing unto us.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
okay, now that makes sense to you?
Yes,
okay, move, sir.
Revelation knowledge is available until we come face to face.
Revelation knowledge is available until we come face to face
with Christ and His second coming.
With Christ at His second coming.
The accessibility of what we can know.
The accessibility of what we can know.
Now in revelation knowledge.
Now in revelation knowledge.
Is limited to what God has given us.
Notice, it is limited to what God has given us.
In His written word.
In His written word. Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. It's limited according to what God has given us in His written word. We only know what He reveals to us.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Through His written word.
Through God's written word.
We know in part.
We know only in part.
No new revelation.
No new revelation.
Could come which is not already given in the part.
No new revelation can come which has not already been given in part.
Made known to us in His written word.
Made known to us in His written word.
New Testament prophets.
New Testament prophets.
Function in line with the word.
They function in line with the word.
And illuminate that which has already been made.
And they illuminate that which is already made known.
To us in part.
To us in part. Now you notice it keeps using that. The scriptures say we prophesy in part, and we know in part. You got to understand that. There's nobody that prophesies to you that give you the whole thing. You only have part of it. Last week we talked about don't believe for what the prophecy said, believe for more, because you only got part of it. Okay, go ahead.
Prophets help interpret.
Prophets help interpret
and illuminate the portions,
and they help illuminate the portions
of the written word,
of the written word
that has been unfolded to them,
that has been unfolded or revealed to them by the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
The present day revelation flow.
The present day revelation flow
makes the written word relevant.
Makes the written word relevant
for our time.
For our time. I'd like to put it this way: God is the God of the now. And He knows past, present, and future. He's the God of the eternal past, the eternal present, and the eternal future. Because God don't live in time. That's why he knows the end from the beginning. Are you listening? Nothing happens in your life surprises God. All right, go ahead. So why do you trip? You know in part, he knows the whole. And last I checked, he said you won. Go ahead.
We do not need revelation knowledge.
We do not need revelation knowledge.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Or after Jesus' second coming.
Or after the second coming of Christ.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Are for us to use on this earth.
They are for us to use on this earth.
And to help us to be good witnesses.
And to help us to be good witnesses.
On this earth.
On this earth. Now, nothing minister to people like the gifts of the Spirit. Remember, I said to you in opening this class, this is what separated Jesus' ministry from everybody else. He functioned in these gifts of the Spirit. All right. You ain't going to do it without it. Go ahead.
Two realms of revelation
knowledge. Now, there are two realms of revelation knowledge.
Illuminative.
There's the illuminative
revelation.
An
illuminative revelation.
The illuminative revelation.
Is that which enlightens mainly the truths.
Is that which mainly enlightens the truths.
In the written word.
In God's written word.
It is the revelation of the word.
It is the revelation of the word.
It also illuminates principles.
It also illuminates, make known, or reveals principles.
In God's word.
In God's word.
That are applicable to special needs.
That are applicable to special needs.
Or situation in the lives of those.
Or situations in the lives of those.
Receiving the word.
Receiving the word. Because God knows everything about us. Mm-hmm. He knows all about our past. He knows all about our present, and he also knows the future. Are you listening? So there are things that God knows about every single one in the entire world that nobody else knows. That's why I always say, you got to know why the alcoholic is an alcoholic in order to reach him. Yeah. You got to know why the prostitute is. See, Jesus didn't trip like people. That's why Mary Magdalene can serve him. He wasn't worried about her being a prostitute. Hello, somebody. Are you listening? He had the key to get her out of prostitution. Okay, I'm just trying to help people while I'm here. Go ahead.
Number two, informative revelation.
Number two, now illuminative, y'all know, illuminate means to what? Enlighten, right? Okay, now informative revelation.
This realm concerns specific information.
This realm contains specific information.
That is made known to the prophet.
That is made known to the prophet.
And the prophetic ministers.
And the prophetic ministers.
By the spirit of revelation.
By the spirit of revelation.
And through revelation gifts.
And through revelation gifts. Boy, you amped up tonight, huh? Okay, Reverend, go ahead.
The definition of the word of knowledge.
The definition. Now write this down. The definition of the word of knowledge.
It is the Holy Spirit.
It is the Holy Spirit's.
Supernatural revelation of the mind.
Supernatural revelation of the mind.
Of Christ concerning certain facts.
Of Christ concerning certain facts.
Of the past and present of a person.
Of the past or present of a person. Now, yes, I didn't notice I didn't use future because the word of wisdom deals with that. Okay. I'm just trying to help you while I'm here. Go ahead.
Some details from the infinite knowledge.
Some details from the infinite knowledge
of God.
Of God.
Are given to a person.
Are given to a person.
The proportion of that, the word.
The proportion of the word
of knowledge must be taken note of.
Must be taken note of.
It is not a word of knowledge.
Now notice this. Notice this phrase. It is not a word of knowledge, but it is
the word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge. That means it's a specific word. Are you listening? That means there's no guessing involved. Go ahead.
The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge.
Is fragment of the knowledge of God.
Notice, it's a fragment of the knowledge of God.
But it is the specific word.
But it is the specific word.
That is needed for the situation.
That is needed for the situation.
A person involved.
A person involved. I don't know why people don't see all this. I told you about the woman at the well. Huh? Huh? Okay, go ahead.
It is the exact word.
It is the exact word. Jesus can't be telling a woman, look, where your husband? She said, I don't have none. Jesus can't say, you're right, you don't have none. The one you're with is not your husband. And besides that, you had five others. Now, you can't be saying that like it's guesswork. Okay. You're going to lose somebody along the way. Go ahead.
There's no guesswork involved.
There's no guesswork involved.
Because it's the revelation of facts.
Because it is the revelation of facts that are in the mind of God concerning that person. Because God knows the end from the beginning. He knows every detail of our lives. Are you listening? And he's not going to reveal this information so much to shame you, but to unlock you. These gifts, okay. I'm just trying to help you. Go ahead, sir.
The word of knowledge. Is not naturally acquired.
It is not naturally acquired. A knowledge.
Anything acquired. Is called an accomplishment and not a gift.
Anything that's acquired is called an accomplishment and not a gift. Y'all understand that? It's not acquired knowledge. You didn't get this from studying a person.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It is not divine knowledge.
It is not divine knowledge.
That is acquired. By long years of experiencing God's ways. And workings. The word of knowledge. Is not gained through our walk with God. The revelation gifts are not vocal gifts.
I need to say this. What is it saying? It is saying it is a specific word that is revealed to you by the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing you made up. Go ahead.
The revelation gifts are not vocal gifts.
The revelation gifts, notice this now, this is important. The revelation gifts, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. Are you listening? These are not vocal gifts.
They only become vocal.
They flow through vocal gifts.
When shared and spoken out. They still remain as revelation gifts. Even if the revelation received. Is not spoken out.
That's important. That's why when we started this class, we told you that the prophecy gate, right? The prophecy gate, leads to the other six.
Yes,
sir. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
See, if you aren't developing yourself in prophecy properly, you will not fully move into the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's in the book. Read, sir.
When we make vocal, the secret word received.
Now notice this. When we make vocal, the secret word received.
We're operating through another gift. Which is the gift of prophecy.
Which is the gift of what?
Prophecy.
So if you're not developed in prophecy, you're going to be scared to say. See, notice, let's use this term. The word of knowledge can piggyback on prophecy. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You know God is saying to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But if you don't say it, it's still the word of knowledge because you have it. Because every time God gives you the word of knowledge don't mean you got to open up your bucket mouth and say nothing. Because that's where prophets get in trouble. They say things that God didn't tell them to say. Some things God revealed to you so you can pray about it yourself.
Amen.
There are some things God don't want everybody to know.
Amen.
Concerning you. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But y'all know we like to get show off. To show we prophets and all that stuff. These are not show off gifts. They are as the Spirit wills.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, sir. Chapter number 10. Come on, moving in the gift of the word of knowledge. Let's roll. Foundations for operating in the word of knowledge.
In reversion, we know that prophecy
In what?
Revision.
Okay. Yeah, you say, all right.
In revision, we know that prophecy.
In revision, we know that prophecy.
Comes to us in seven ways.
Comes to us in seven ways. Make note of these.
When we receive the actual words of a message.
When we receive from the Holy Spirit the actual words of a message.
When we receive the sense of a message.
When we receive the sense of a message, having your senses trained. Hello. That I'm talking about God talking to you. Your sense that he's talking to you. Go ahead.
When we receive the first words of a message.
When we receive the first words of a message.
When we receive a vision and an interpretation.
When we receive a vision and an interpretation.
When we receive a message through a song.
When we receive a message through a song.
When we receive a rhema through the remembrance of Scripture.
When we receive a rhema word that God speaks to us out of the word that we remember.
When we receive activation.
When we receive activation.
Through the prophetic anointing of others.
Through the prophetic anointing of others. Now, I don't know if you recall this, but you know, when you get in the company of prophets, you might want to prophesy. Why is that? Because they are packing the resident gift. They prophesy more frequently. If you hang around Apostle Thompson a long period of time, something on him get off on you. And so I don't know why people always want to lift up themselves. The greatest testament to a son is for somebody to say, I know who your father is. Y'all don't want to talk now. Now, you know, some people don't like that. But if a person tell me, Dr. Walker, I can tell you follow Apostle Thompson. Greatest compliment in the world. Not just follow, you have characteristics. You understand? I can tell who you've been sitting at whose feet. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, sir.
The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge
comes supernaturally.
As does prophecy.
However, it does not come in the same way as prophecy.
It does not come in the same way as prophecy.
Establishing the highway of prophecy.
Establishing the highway of prophecy
is essential to enable the progressive development.
Is essential to enable the progressive development
of the word of
knowledge.
A person must develop the seven ways.
A person must take the time to develop the seven ways
of receiving prophecy. Until prophecy is flowing freely. And coming forth abundantly. In its content. And it's progressively establishing truths. This ensures our ability to receive God's word continually.
I'm taking my time emphasizing things. Because you see, you could be sitting in a show and God can give you something. Y'all see, y'all got God limited. You should hear me preach on the Lion King. I watched the Lion King and I went to St. John 14. Talk to me up in here. Y'all didn't watch the Lion King, Mufasa, when he was killed. Simba looked in that water. He didn't see Simba. He saw Mufasa. All right. If you've seen me, you've seen my father also. All right. Okay. See, but you missed that. You were too busy caught up with the Lion King. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
How to minister the word of knowledge. We receive certain facts by revelation. Of the Holy Spirit. These facts are not accumulative.
Or acquired knowledge. Guesswork is totally foreign
to the operation of this gift. These facts are people related.
These are facts that God know about you. I love it. God loves people. He has the key to every person's life. The problem is sometimes we let the negative get in the way of God wanting to talk to people. We heard they got out of prison. We start tripping. Why they went there? Who cares? Okay, go ahead.
They revolve around people's life and situations.
They revolve around people's lives and their situations.
These facts concern the past.
These facts concern the past.
Are present happenings of their lives.
Are present happenings of their lives.
The incidents or situations.
The incidents or the situations.
Revealed covers. Either their past life.
Either their past life.
Experiences. Our present involvement or environment.
Our present involvement and environment. What am I saying? God wants to give you through the word of knowledge the keys to unlock people's situations and issues. But you too caught up with the issue. All right. Okay. See, when you so busy judging and trying to trip on a person, God say, why don't you get the key to unlock them? Y'all remember the woman for 18 years was bowed down looking into the earth realm? Huh? 18 years infirmity. Are you listening? Jesus said, ought not this daughter of Abraham to be loosed from our infirmity? So he stretched forth his hand. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher drew the gifts of the Spirit and loosed her and got her head out of the earth realm into the heavenly realm. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
We need to receive a word of confirmation.
We need to receive a word of confirmation
within our own hearts.
Within our own hearts.
To ascertain if these facts.
To assert that these facts.
Received the, of the Lord.
Are received of the Lord.
We do not speak out in doubt.
We do not speak out the word of knowledge in doubt.
And hope God will confirm it.
And hope God will confirm it.
God does not confirm our doubt.
God does not confirm your weak presentation of what he's saying. You done doubted himself, doubted what God told you yourself. You need to keep your mouth shut. I'm just telling y'all, it's effective. See, I've seen apostles do this. See, some of y'all understand the risk you take when God speak to you to tell you to tell somebody something. See, if you're a false, wimpy, trying to show off prophet, you ain't going to do this. But when God gives you a specific word concerning somebody,
yes, sir,
and you know God told you to tell him, you can do, see, some people, they ain't willing to put themselves on the line. Sometimes I tell people straight up, yeah, you can call me a false prophet if this don't work. What? Would you tell somebody? Absolutely. Know what that tell you? Don't be saying stuff just to say it. I'm not going to just go around saying things because I understand it's as the Spirit wills. I have no reason to want to say certain things to certain people because I don't know half the people when they come up. Are you listening? So we have to be confident and assured that God is the one telling us to say this and speak it out in boldness and in confidence and in faith. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit will bear witness to our spirit.
Will bear witness to or with our spirit.
If the revelations are true.
If the revelations are true.
A person must be able to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit.
A person must be able to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Apart from other voices.
Apart from other voices. The Bible says there are many voices in the world, and none of them are without significance. What does that mean? That means the most important voice that I got to hear is the voice of the Spirit. Now, see, when you follow an Apostle Thompson, you're going to learn some stuff that other preachers might not tell you. But see, he tells us all the time, I know you boys love me. I'm your dad. I know you respect me and honor me because I'm your dad. But don't you ever get it confused. If God tells you something, you stick with what God told you. All right, okay. Not a lot of people tell you that. Are you listening? You know, God forbid that you ever be in a position where you have to go against your dad in a situation like that. But thank God you have a man of God who has the wisdom to tell you, listen, sons, I've been there. I didn't like being in the situation, but I could never have become your father failing them kind of tests. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
Establishing the highway of prophecy. Establishing the highway of prophecy.
Helps develop this degree of sensitivity.
Helps to develop the degree of sensitivity in hearing the word of knowledge. Go ahead.
We must be quick in judging the source.
We must be quick in judging the source.
Knowing the confirmation of the Holy Spirit.
Knowing the confirmation of the Holy Spirit.
And gaining confidence in speaking forth.
And gaining confidence and in speaking forth.
We must know what to do.
We must know what to do.
With these revealed facts.
With these revealed facts. That's a key element. That's a key statement. We must know what to do with what the Holy Spirit is revealing unto us.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Not all words of knowledge must be spoken.
Not all words of knowledge must be spoken. Now, you know that's something else, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That tells you something. You want me to tell you what it tells you? You got to start maturing. Immature people do immature things.
Yes, sir.
They say things they shouldn't say. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
God may want you to speak out.
God may want you to speak out.
At other times to pray about it.
But at other times he might want you to pray about it. Go ahead.
God may want you to call the person out to minister to him.
God may want you to call a person out to minister to him.
When moving in this gift. Always minister as the word of knowledge.
Always minister as the word of knowledge.
And do not speak.
And do not speak.
It out as information.
Do not speak it out as information. In other words, you're not sure. You don't have no ink on it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sometimes we communicate. The revealed facts. As though we are only informing people. Concerned that we know these things about them.
Y'all understand what that's saying? Huh? You can't be all concerned about that. You got to speak what the Lord say. It says the Spirit will. Go ahead, sir.
This style of communication. Does not inspire or produce corresponding faith.
It does not inspire, nor does it produce corresponding faith.
Actions.
Thus
the people will only respond passively.
Thus the person hearing the word of knowledge will only respond passively. Now, I gave you that about the woman at the well, right?
Yes.
Huh? Did you notice that when Jesus finished with her, she went and told the whole town? Oh, come on now. Y'all know in this day that would not have happened. Y'all know, first of all, the church people would have been saying, well, y'all know that, well, that hoe, you know, yeah, she a hoe and he done tore her off. That's the truth. You might as well say amen, because it's unrenewed, immatured minds. Jesus told that woman in such a way, that woman ran out and said, come see a man.
Yes, right.
Done told me all about myself.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Told her in a way that compelled her to go call others.
Yes.
Okay. You can't do that if you operate not the wrong spirit.
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
I was speaking forth. Must be faith inspiring. To motivate the people to respond immediately. And to also respond positively.
Mm-hmm.
Read the examples given on paper.
No, we're not reading that. Go ahead. Yeah. Y'all can read that. That's for y'all reading. We ain't got time to go through that tonight. We got to get y'all where we got to go. Are you listening? But there are examples. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now let me tell you something else about following. I follow Apostle a lot, so there are things he share with us. I like when he go through stuff and then teach me to teach you.
Yes,
okay. Okay. See, I can read behind Apostle Jonathan David. Are you listening?
Yes.
The author of that book. But you ready for this? I never heard his voice.
That's right.
But when I'm reading a book, from Apostle Thompson,
yes,
I hear his voice.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
When I read the Bible,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Guess whose voice I'm hearing? God's voice. See, y'all messed up. See that? See, y'all messed up. No, I'm hearing God's voice because, see, you start developing and training. All right. Why y'all listen to records and don't follow them? I hear her voice everywhere I go, in the streets, and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? All right. Okay. All right. Let me break it down for you. If your husband wrote you a letter,
mm-hmm.
whose voice you going to hear? Okay. If your child wrote you a letter, whose voice you going to hear? Okay. Then why we got to be dumb when it comes to spiritual thing? We got to develop to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit so we'll be able to discern if it's him or not. You ain't got no time to be some of this, the devil or me or somebody else. I thought y'all would like that. Go ahead.
Sometimes the operator of this gift.
Sometimes the operator of this gift.
Receives sensation.
Receive sensations.
Sensation, or sense of pain.
Or sense of pain.
Or ache in his own.
Or aches in his arms.
Or his own. Sometimes the operator.
Sometimes the operator.
Of this gift.
Of this gift.
Receives sensation or sense.
Receive sensations or sense
of pain
or ache
in his or her own body,
in his or her own body,
especially when the word of knowledge,
especially when the word of knowledge
is accompanied with the gifts of healing,
is accompanied with what? The gifts of healing. I mean, y'all have been in me. The apostle say knees are getting healed right now. Well, how does he know that? He felt a sensation in his knee. It don't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure that out. But if you get the sensation in your knee, you're talking, oh, Lord, my Achilles. That's not your knee, but you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, whatever that is. I got it. ACL. I'm sorry. I was in the wrong part of the body. Your Achilles way down there. Okay. All right. I ain't dumb. All right. Come on, sir.
Let not the operator of the gift.
Watch this now. Let not the operator of the gift
misunderstand the means of revelation.
Misunderstand the means of revelation
that is coming to him.
That is coming to him.
And mistake it as his own physical alignment.
And mistake it as his own physical alignment. Something wrong with him.
Ailment.
Okay. All right.
The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge
can come through a vision.
Can come through a vision.
We may see the person involved.
We may see the person involved.
And see the details of events.
And see the details of events
surrounding him in picture form.
Surrounding him in picture form.
Describing the picture.
Describing the picture
as we see it.
As we see it.
And ministering to that need.
And ministering to that need.
Will release the person involved.
Will release the person involved.
In the same way.
In the same way.
As we would minister through other avenues.
As we would minister through other avenues.
Of the word of knowledge.
Of the word of knowledge.
How to increase the impact of ministering in the gift.
How to increase the impact of ministering in the gift of the word of knowledge.
Minister in faith.
Minister in faith.
Because we have heard God's voice.
Because we've heard God's voice.
And have received it by revelation.
And we have received it by revelation. We know it wasn't of ourselves. Go ahead.
Use strong prophetic language.
Use strong prophetic language.
Put the facts into the gift of prophecy.
Put the facts into the gift of prophecy.
And launch it out.
And launch it out. Now, you see, that's why, when you read, the kings and you read about the prophets of old, they would always say, the word of the Lord came unto me saying. Yeah. Or the word of the Lord came unto me for you saying. Yeah. Are you listening? Yeah. Those men and women, when God would tell them, you knew it was God. That's the problem today. We got too many people think that the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastor and the teacher are regular folk. Mm-hmm. We're not. We are gifts. Amen. Are you listening? Yes, and when you're a trained gift, you're a bad gift. Yes, are you listening? Because you're not trying to impress people. That's one thing I love about apostle. He's going to tell you straight up, I ain't trying to impress you. Are you listening? I'm about God's business. Amen. Go ahead, sir.
Get people to respond.
Get people to respond.
As they were hearing even in their seats.
As if they were hearing even in their seats.
Stir up their faith.
Stir up their faith.
To respond while they are hearing.
To respond while they are hearing.
Faith is the product of the human spirit.
Faith is the product of the human spirit.
It is not just a mental
It is not just a mental asset.
Speak clearly and boldly.
Speak clearly and speak boldly.
Faith comes through a spirit voice.
Faith comes through a spirit's voice. It's the spirit of faith. All right. Mm-hmm. See, we therefore having, you know, the same spirit of faith. See, we believe and we speak. Mm-hmm. You got it? Yes. You got to believe you're hearing from God, then speak.
Yes, sir.
See, everything you do got to be done by faith.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
By faith. You heard me? By faith. Mm-hmm. You got to have confidence that God is the one talking to you. And when you put it out as such, you really get people's attention. You know, sometimes people call that confidence and boldness arrogance. That's their problem, not yours.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Follow up on this operation.
Follow up on this operation.
Later on, if necessary.
Later on, if necessary. I've seen God do that. God has told me things concerning certain people. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And I'll see them later on. He'll tell them it's working out. Why? Because sometimes people get what? Discouraged.
Yes,
thank you. They think God ain't coming to pass. Uh-huh. But we only do that when he tell us.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Not everyone knows how to receive directly from God. Some are so used to being personally ministered to. By men. That they often wait for an altar call. If we want to follow up with an altar call, we need to first encourage those
who have already received their miracle
to come forward and testify.
I did it Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I did it yesterday. I didn't know it was going to be here applicable for this class today, but we sure enough did.
Mm-hmm.
God gave me a word of knowledge concerning a young man who they were going to fire. Yes, they did. They're going to fire him. They already had told him, you fired. Okay, this is around Christmas time. Are you listening? He told me that, and he told me that his boss called him in and told him he was going to lose his job. And he got the words out of his mouth. And I said, you go tell him that the prophet from the city of Gretna said, I'm telling you the truth, he's bear witness, that he's under judgment. Because he'd been doing this for a long time, the black folks, you see, down in the parish.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
That's down there where Ku Klux Klan territory is, where they just handle up on people, you understand?
Yes.
So God told me, I told him with all the boldness I can, you listening?
Yes.
Did he go and tell his boss what I said?
No,
he didn't. You know why? He was scared.
Mm-hmm.
Know why he was scared? He told me, he said it was a money issue. He said, if I go tell them what the man of God told me, they're going to fire me. I'm not going to have that last paycheck for Christmas.
Wow.
Are you listening? But see, God didn't let up. He came back a Wednesday, and I looked at him. I didn't just look at him. God spoke to me, say, ask him, did he do what you told him to do? I said, did you go tell that man? He said, no, Pastor, I didn't do it. I said, you need to go tell that man. He was scared. All right. You know what he did? He went and did it after that. He got a little faith and courage to do it.
Yes, sir.
He told a man just exactly what I told him. The prophet from the city of Gretna said that you are under judgment. He said the man started crying.
Oh my God.
Not only did the man start crying, the man said, you stay right here. I'm going upstairs. I'm going to take care of this. The man went upstairs to his superiors. Are you listening? And came back and told him, you have your job and we are giving you an increase.
Amen.
Now, when he's telling that to the congregation, their spirits are being lifted up.
Amen.
So if God would have spoke to me to tell somebody else something, their confidence, they would be ready to what? Receive it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's what the author is talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
This enriches the faith of others. At the altar. And also confirms to those sitting. That they can receive their miracle. Where they are.
Right where they are.
As long as faith is active. Miracles will confirm it.
You just made it.
Boy, you have Apostle jacking me up. I'm going to knock you out. Okay. Next time, throw something at us.